Here up to Perek Memdal Pasuk Vav. And one more time, Perek Memdal Pasuk Vav, Koyam Hashem Melech Yisrael V'Golo Hashem Tzivakoso, says Hashem who is the Melech of Yisrael V'Golo, the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Tzivakoso, Hashem who, this term is used, this name is used when Hashem wages war, when Hashem wages war against his enemies. And in this context it fits very well. Here Hashem is coming to wage war against those who worship idols. That's the major theme of this parak. Ani rishon v'ani acheron, it is I who is first, it is I who is last. Mi baladai ein elokim, there is no one but Hashem. Hashem has been the creator since the beginning to the end, and there is no other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mitzvah story is a little bit more. Ani rishon means even before creation. Very scary concept that this world will come to an end. What that means, no one knows. But before the world was created, Bereshis Bara Elokim, we have no understanding what took place before the world was created, and we have no understanding what will take place at the end of time. And it is Hashem who's there besides the entire duration of the world before and after. And besides me, there is nothing else. Pasuk, what?
Sorry, I heard a very interesting
thing. Yes.
Rishon Achra. If things go bad to someone, the first one they complain to is God. Rishon. And if things are going great, the last one they
give credit to comes is Achra.
Is Achra.
Very good. Let me just, once you mention that, let me bring out something in the Siddur.
In the Mouse of Russia.
Yeah, what does it say in the Maaseh?
The pasuk. Yeah.
We say this pasuk?
Not to the glass or one of those.
Could be, very well. Just want to point out, we say every day in MS Yatziv, if I'm not mistaken, we're pulling now from memory. Right before Shemini Esrei, we recite. Okay, Al HaRishonim Yal HaAchar. Okay, this is not, Rishon Achar, but we recite Al HaRishonim. The Al Ho'acharonim, concerning the first and the later. Dovar Tov V'Kayom Li'olam Bo'et. Okay, so this is different. This is not exactly the same pasuk, the same theme, but there are two different expressions. There is Tov and there is Kayom. Tov corresponds to Al HaRishonim, and the word Kayom refers to Ho'acharonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tov. When Hashem created the world, which refers to the beginning of time, we use the term Tov. When we refer to the Acharonim, what takes place at later points in time, in our generation, we thank Hashem that the Kayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continues to sustain the world in the later times. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Umi Chamoni Yikra. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is challenging the idolaters. He's challenging those individuals who believe in other gods and those who create other gods. And we had this theme a few times before, not so long ago, in the last few parakim. He's coming to challenge them. Umi Chamoni. Is there anyone, is there any human being, is there any god that is like me? Yikra, let him come forward. If there is such a God, let them come forward and let them call out. V'yagideha, and let him speak. Let him tell us about things that have happened and will happen. V'yarichheha, let him arrange. Oirech, to arrange all of the events that have occurred. Li, to me. Mi sumi am olam, things that have happened from the time that I set a nation upon the world. Am here means a nation, it means mankind. Let him come forward and let him tell me what has happened in previous generations. If there is such a thing as a God other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let that God come forward and declare and relate all of the events that have occurred since the time the world has been created. So Yikra, let him speak. V'yagideha, v'yarecheha li, let him speak and let him arrange, let him lay out all of the events that have occurred to me. Misumi am olam, from the time that I have established man upon the earth. And furthermore, v'osios let him tell us about signs. Mosim. Osios here means events that are occurring in the near future. The Asher Tovona, and what will come in the distant future. Yagidu Lamo, let Talonis to them. Let him declare, let him make it known to the people of the world. If there really is a God, so this corresponds to the previous pasuk of Ani Rishon Vani Acharon. Concerning the expression Rishon, Hashem says, let this God come and Yikra, V'yagideha, V'yaricheha, Li, Misumi Ad Olam. That corresponds to the words Ani Rishon. Is there anyone that's a match for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this capacity? And corresponding to the second expression, Vani Acharon, that refers to what it says, the Osios, all of the signs that will happen in the near, this refers to, let him give us prophecy, let him reveal events that will happen in the near future, the Asher Tavono Yagidu Lamo, that is corresponding to the words, Vani Acharon. Okay, let's look over here, the Rashi, and then we'll do this. Rashi, Pasuk, Zion. Umi Kamoni Yikra, Umi Yikra, Shehu Kamoni, is there someone that can call out? Is there someone that can call out that is like I, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'yagid, he can speak. V'yaruch, he can arrange li eskol mashahoyo misumi am olam v'adata, that can declare all of the events that have occurred in the world from the time that I have put man upon this earth. Am olam. Am olam means mankind. Kol brios, the osios. So Rashi learns the osios. I told you what the Mitzvah says. We'll see that in one moment. Rashi learns osios. Let him tell us mosim. If he's a real God, let him predict or let him produce miracles. Divrei Mofes, V'asher Tavona, V'es Hoasidos Lavo, Yagidu, let him tell, predict the future events that are going to happen in the future. Kimo Shani Oseh, Ata, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do, Shadayin Lo Yicharav HaBayis, at this point in time when Yeshaya is speaking, the Mikdash has not yet been destroyed, V'lo Gilisim V'lo Nolad Koresh, and they have not gone into exile, and Koresh has not yet come into existence, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, through Yishai, that these events will indeed occur. V'ani mevaser aschem olav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can reveal these things, but you, there are no prophets among the nations of the world, there are no other gods. So that's basically, according to Rashi, there are three different challenges. Tell us about the past, produce miracles, do signs, do unusual things that prove your authenticity. And number three, predict events that will happen in the future. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Zayin. Umi Kamoni Yikra, Mi Hu Asher Yikra Loi Masher Hu Kamoni, V'Yagid V'Yarech Lefonai Hadvam Nasim Yesh Sumi Am Olam V'Heim Kol Abrios. Same exact thing as Rashi. And here he says something a little bit different than Rashi. V'Osios Hadvarim Haboim Bisman Korov. So Mitzvot learns that Osios refers to events that will occur in the near future. V'hadvarim asher tovona lizman rochok. And then the second part is things that will happen in the distant future. Yagid l'chem r'slam b'avur atzmam l'hatzik divrim. If these gods want to validate their authenticity, they must be able to tell us about secrets about the past and predict things that will happen in the near future and things that will happen in the distant future. And all of you are a bunch of liars. There's no one that can do any of this. Pasikhes. Al tifchadu v'al tiru. Now Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, don't be afraid of their gods. Their gods are worthless. They're empty. They have no power. Do not be afraid. Tifchadu v'al tiru. The word tiru is an unusual word. The Mitzvah tells us that this word does not appear anywhere else in the entire Tanakh. And when you have a word like that, you know you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble to find the exact meaning, and therefore the Mitzvah says we have no choice but to refer to the word from the context. And being that in this context it says the word Tiru next to the word Tifchadu, and it's very common in the Psukim and Sefer Yeshaya, we have this double, this repetition, poetic repetition, so we have to assume the word Tiru means to be afraid.
You're right.
You're right, but it's
hey, I understand.
Okay. How far you go with Machal? Okay, fine. Okay. There's a Machlok. It's Rashi and Menachem. Menachem was one of Rashi's someone who lived at the same time of Rashi, and he is a machlokes of a contemporary. Can a word be two letters? Be a shoresh of a word. Does a word need three letters for a sharish, a root, or it's sufficient to focus on two letters of the word. But in any event, it's an unusual word. Al tifchad ve'al tiru, do not be afraid. Halo me'os hishmaticha v'igarati v'atem edoy. Now this goes back to a thing that we discussed a few days ago. That among Klal Yisrael, the fundamental difference between the Yadus and other religions, all other religions begin with a prophecy that came to a single, well, not a prophecy, a make-believe prophecy that came to a single individual. I mean, I'm not familiar with the ideology and theology of all different religions, but by Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the entire Klal Yisrael. By Matan Torah, Hashem opened the heavens, and every single member of Klal Yisrael experienced the Nevuah, the vision of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Those two dibros was spoken to every single member of Klal Yisrael. Every single person was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu in receiving that revelation. And the other eight dibros, to a certain degree, maybe a lesser degree than Moshe Rabbeinu, but there was obviously some divine revelation. There is no one, Moshe is not better than anyone in Klal Yisrael in this respect of receiving the initiation into the Yados of the Aseres HaDibros. These other religions, I don't know the exact details of Muhammad and Yashka, God came to them alone.
No witnesses.
No witnesses. Believe me, just believe me, trust me. Trust me, believe me, and I'm a God, I'm a prophet, and everyone should fall in line. If you don't fall in line, then there'll be trouble. It's nonsense. There's no witnesses. There's not even a single witness that can testify that the prophecy is true. Hashem here, this theme is expressed a few times towards the end of Yishai, but here's what he says very clearly. Do not be afraid of these gods. Do not be afraid of these gods. Do not be afraid of these the nations that have gods. Halomios hishmaticha. Look at the difference between you and them. Hello, is it not true? Me'oz, from time immemorial, go back to Matan Torah. Hishmaticha, I caused it that you heard. Shmia, I caused that you heard. V'higadati, and I spoke. You listened while I spoke to you at Matan Torah. V'atem edoy. Every single one of you in Klal Yisrael is a witness that I revealed myself to Klal Yisrael, to you, and I gave you my Torah. You don't. It's the ultimate experience. Hayesh Eloah mibaladai. Is there another God? Are you going to be foolish to be afraid of other gods, deities that nations of the world tell you have power? Hayesh Eloah mibaladai. Besides me, the Ein Tsur. There is no rock. Tsur is an expression. We know Hashem Tsuri the Goali. This is an expression which comes from Tilim. Comes from here as well. Hashem Tsuri v'Goali, Hashem is my rock. It means Hashem is my power, is my stronghold. There is no power, Baal Yodati, that I do not know about. In other words, there is no other power. I am the only power in this world. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't be afraid and foolish to follow in the ways of the pagans, worship all of their strange gods. Pasuk Tes. Now we describe in detail. We go into a little more detail of the foolishness of those who worship and create idols. It's very hard for us to understand because, you know, the Chazal tells us that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, the very beginning of the Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was mispalel that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah should disappear. And indeed it did. We have no understanding, but we all can understand that a person has a Yetzer Hara for Noshim. And this is something which I don't know how science can explain. It's a taiva, and just as we can relate to that form of taiva, there was the same form of taiva for avodah zarah. It's impossible for us to understand what this means, but this is what existed, and it came a point in time where it was so overwhelming. Chazal were mispalel, and in Shemayim they sent down a piska, a piece of paper came out of heaven. And it had the word emes, that niskatnu hadoros, the generations have become weak, they're unable to overcome this passion, this lust for idols, and in heaven they cancel
what did they decree in that? What was it?
Completely did away with the ayin itself of Avodah Zarah. They completely removed it, but it was taken away. This drive to worship idols was taken away. Some say that it wasn't taken away; it was transferred to other types of passion, like some say that a desire for materialism. There are different approaches. They didn't just take it away completely. Instead of having a drive for Avodah Zarah, there's a drive. A person has a need for good life, materialism. Indulgence, self-indulgence. Okay, but that's Pasha says we do take away. We also want to take away the Yetzar for Arayos, for Noshim, and they did to a certain point. They did, but it was. But they woke up. Chazal woke up the next morning and they could not find an egg. The chickens did not mate, and they did not lay eggs. And then they came to the realization that if you take away the Yetzahara for Nashim, then the world will cease to exist. No one will want to reproduce and have children, and the world cannot, animals will not have children, they will no longer be meat, the eggs will not lay eggs, they'll no longer, the world cannot exist. So they were mispalel, and it was restored 50%. So the Yetzahar that we have for Nashim today, according to Chazal, is only half of what it was in the previous generations, and the Yetzahar for Avodah Zarah has completely removed. But here in this pasuk, these next series of pasukim, we're going to describe in great detail how people had an incredible urge to not only to worship idols. It's a very interesting point, but to create idols. That's a point which Rashi and the Mitzudos they allude to. One thing to worship. Okay, so you want to work. I want to make an avodah zarah. It's a fascinating idea. You don't hear about this. We don't think in these terms. You want to worship idols. But you want to create an idol? Like, I want to create an idol. And let it sit in the shelf. Go into a store full of dust. 1,000 idols sitting on the shelf collecting dust. They're all expired. But the person who made this had no intent to worship it. He was busy worshiping other idols, but he has a yetzer to make the idol. It's another whole different insight into what this Avodah Zarah was all about. So let's see some of these spoken now. Pasuk Tes, Yoitzrei Pesel, those who fashion Pesel. Pesel are images, idols. Kulam Tohu, they're all nonsense. Tohu is emptiness. Vachamudehem, Baal Yo'ilu. This is a powerful word. Chamuda. Chamuda is chemda, desirable. Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayamim. It's a powerful expression. So the Avodah Zarah is called something which was desirable. Baal Yu'ilu, it will not be of any assistance. It will not provide any solution for your problems. The Edehem Hema, the idols themselves are witnesses that they're worthless. You know, not only are there the idols are if the idols could speak. Just like we learned yesterday about Perek Shira, every different creature in the world has a koyach, hadibor, whatever that means, the sar, the man, in relation to this object. If they could speak, they would say, we're worthless. The idol that has been created by the craftsman is a witness to its own worthlessness. Baal Yiru, they do not see. Ubal Yedu, they do not know. They have no intellect. Laman Yevoshu, and this will be a cause of embarrassment for those that worship and create the idols. The day will come when they will be ashamed of how much toil, yigia, they have put into making idols. Pasuk Yud, Miyotzar El Upesel Nosach. Is there anyone? This is a rhetorical question. Who has created an idol? Yotzar is formed with Pesel Nosach. Pesel means the molten image made from metal. Many of the idols were made from metal. They were poured. So Nosach means to pour. They poured molten metal into a mold. Levilti Hoil, and it did not provide any solution. It's a rhetorical question. Look at the mitzvah. It's very short mitzvah. Pasuk Yud. Mi asa shtus kizos. Who is the one that has done this foolishness? Lasos el ulitzekes pesel levilti tuelas. Who's the one that was so foolish to work his whole life in creating idols and accomplished nothing? Had nothing to show for his effort. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hein kol chaverav yevoshu. Not only is the craftsman embarrassed, all of his friends are embarrassed. they're embarrassed. How could I have been so foolish to associate, to be a friend to this idiot who spent his whole life making idols? Hein kol chaved av yivoshu, v'choroshim heimam adam. The craftsmen are mortals. This is a thing which Rashi points out. A creation can be no greater than the creator. If the creator is man, and man is weak, feeble, and helpless, and just his life is nothing more than a chalom yolof, how can the creation of man be any better than its source? So the v'chodoshim, the craftsmen who have created these idols, heima me'adam, they are from mankind. And mankind just comes and goes. Yiskab sukulam yamodu, they all gather together and they stand. Yifchadu, the time will come in the future when they will realize how foolish they were, and they will then be overcome with terror, with pachat, realizing their mistake, realizing how they have rebelled in anger at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yevoshu yachad, and they will all be utterly ashamed. Pasuk Yudbeis, Charash Barzel Matzad. Now we describe in detail what they do. Charash Barzel Matzad. A craftsman of Barzel creates a Matzad. Matzad is a hammer. I'm not really sure. Does anyone have a good translation for Matzad? The Mitzvah says, Shem Kli Godl Osui Lachdech Bo. It's a very large hammer. A very large hammer which is made to cut. V'chei Masi Yodei Charash B'Matzad. It is a very large tool that's used to cut material, either to cut wood or to cut metal. It's a very large hammer. So Choresh Barzel Matzad, a craftsman, he creates a matzad, ufoal bapechom, and he uses the matzad together with the coals. He's dealing with metal, molten metal. Melts down the material. And with the material poal, he cuts, he shapes an object, uva makovos yitzrehu, and with a hammer, another type of hammer, he forms it, he forms the metal, vayifaleu bizroya koichoi, and he brings it into a pula, he works with all of his strength, gamroiv, he's hungry, v'ein koyach, loishos samayim, he does not drink water, vayiof. Now there are different cases. This is one thing. This is Pasuk Yudbeis, one form of avodah zarah. We're going to see. There's idols that are made from metal, and there are idols that are made from wood. This pasuk describes an idol made from metal, and it describes the two different stages. First stage is done where he creates a matzot. A matzad is a larger, it's a utensil which is used to cut the raw material. And after the raw material has been cut, he then melts the raw material or softens the raw material, and he uses a second tool called a makovos to shape it and to mold it into a very precise form. He does this with all of his energy, meaning he's tired. He's thirsty. So according to, we'll read the Mitzvot and the Rashi inside in a moment, but according to one interpretation of the Mitzvot, he is exhausted. So his wife and his children are probably telling him, take a break. What's the emergency? You're tired, you're thirsty, take a break, eat lunch, rest a little bit, take a good drink, and then you'll go back. After your break in the afternoon, you'll finish off your work. No, he says, I must. I can't let go. I enjoy this. It means so much to me to finish and to shape and to mold this idol. I will work even though I am tired, I'm thirsty. I will not relax until this is finished. It's a fool. What is he giving up his life? What is he doing this for? For who? For what? This idol will accomplish nothing. That is how the Mitzvah starts. Then we're going to see Rashi. Rashi explains an entirely different idea. This is continuation of the previous pasuk, where the object, a creation can be no better than its creator. And if the creator is man, and man naturally tires, becomes hungry, gets thirsty, becomes weak, that's natural for a human being. Every human being has to go to sleep, he has to eat, he has to drink, and if he does not do these things, he will wither away. So the idol, which is the creation of man, can be no better. will certainly be weak and helpless and wither away. Let's see these two ideas inside. Let's see first Rashi. Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil, he explains here the Chorosh Barzel. Chorosh Barzel, a craftsman of Barzel of iron. Matzat, hu echad mikle anafochem. This is one of the utensils, the smith. The smith, he used this utensil with, he first creates Chorosh Barzel Matzat. The Chorosh, the craftsman of Barzel, first creates a matzat. And with the matzat, he then upoal bapecham. Next Rashi, upoal hapestel bapecham. And then he, with the matzat, he creates through coals, heat, together with heat. And with the matzat, he creates the raw material. He creates the raw material that will be used as the base for the idol. Then, Pasuk goes on, Rashi, uvim akavos, that is the second tool. Yitzirehu, he forms it siur, he molds it, makes it into a shape. Next words of Rashi, vayifaleu b'zroi koichai. So here's the key words I wanted to focus on. Vayifaleu b'zroi koichai. He works, he toils with his full strength. Gam roev, he is hungry. Gam hu hayoitzer, chosar koyach. He's lacking in strength. V'cholosh, he's weak. Hu, shim yirov. Because if he gets tired, if he gets hungry, ein by koyach. Oyim loy shasa mayim v'yoyif. La'alter. If he does not drink, he becomes weak. Kal v'choymer. So certainly, shepu loso ein ba te'eles la'azor. If the Creator does not eat and does not drink, becomes weary and tired, and the creation cannot be better. This is a philosophical idea. The creation can be no better than its creator. If the creator does not eat, does not drink, becomes weak and tired, and becomes nothing, dies, so certainly the creation that does not eat and does not drink certainly has no power, is weak, is worthless, and is empty. That is the way Rashi learns. The Mitzudos learns a little bit differently. Let's see inside the Mitzudos. Pasik Yud Beis Chorosh Barzel Ati Sabe Masa Pesel. Now we are describing how the image is made. The Yomer Umen Shal Barzel, the Umen, the craftsman who works with metal, Yase Matzat. First thing he does is he creates the Matzat. He creates this very large, sophisticated tool that's used to prepare the raw material. Upoloso. Now the way the Mitzvah learns, Upoloso the Gecholim Bezroya. And he forms it. It seems that according to the Mitzvot, he's using the Gecholim to make the Matzat. From Rashi, it's not necessarily mashma like that. It could be that with the Matzat, he's poal bapecham to make the material, the starting point of the idol, the raw material. And from there, he proceeds to form it. Okay, but either way, point is, there's a two-step process. First, with the matzad, he works with kachom, with coals, with zroya, with his might, uvima kavos, yaseu mechatsha, and with the makavos, the second tool, he works with it and renews it and shapes it. Now, here's the next part that's important. Bizroya koichai, bizroya big koichai, ubeiz bizroya mishameshesh b'mokayim shtayim, v'rotzulayim b'chol oimetz koichai, he works with his full strength. Gam roif, Af kishe yiraf, even when he gets hungry, lo yazav melachtai. Even when he gets hungry, he does not abandon. He's loyal to his work. Atshalay nisha by koyach, until he's thoroughly exhausted. Uchshe yitzma, and when he gets thirsty, lo shasamayim. Atshenasei oyif, until he is tired, v'yogea and weary. The kol zeh, here are the key words. Why does he do all this? Meirov cheshkoy behamalacha hahi. Because of his insatiable desire to do this. Part of the Yetzer Hara is to make the idol. He can't stop. He's going to fast. He's willing to fast and suffer until he finishes. Okay, now let's go to the next pas. Next pas describes the Avodah Zorah after he makes the metal. Now we describe the Avodah Zorah that's made from wood. Pasuk Yud Gimel. But not everyone wants idols made from metal. Some people prefer idols made from wood. So that's Pasuk Yud Gimel. Chorosh Eitzim, the one who is a craftsman with wood. What does he do? First, not a kav. Kav is a measuring rod. He first measures the timber. He measures the wood. He has to cut it precisely, because the oil has to fit through the front door. It has to; everything has to be perfect. So not a kav. He measures with the rod. Yiso arehu baseret. Now this is yisareu according to the Mitsudos. There are different interpretations of what this means. It means he goes in circles. Basered means with chalk, if I'm not mistaken, or dye. So he makes it with a compass. He takes a compass and he makes a circle with a dye, with chalk, in order to outline the exact shape of the idol he wants to make. He wants to fashion from this piece of wood. Yisarei with a circle. He makes a circle baseret with dye, with chalk. Yaseu, and then after he has outlined the circular form of this image, then he begins to chisel. Yaseu, he begins to produce a form ba maktsuos. Maktsuos is a chisel. It's a tool which is used in woodwork. The Mitsudos says here, hu mikli hanigarim, it's a utensil used by carpenters. Mikalef bohem ho'etz, he chisels, he peels away with a planer or a chisel, wood machlikoi, and he makes it smooth. It would appear that it's a planer. Uva machuga yis orehu. Now, what do these two words mean? So here the Mitsudo says, hu shem kli sho'etzim bohu igulim, it's another type of tool which makes circles. Okay, it makes circles, it rounds out the sharp edges. A chuga. A chuga means a circle. Chagin. Why? What?
Chug is a circle.
Chagin comes from the word circle because the circles go throughout the year. They come around. Every year we return to the festivals. Uva mechuga yiso orehu. That's the same word we had in the beginning of the pasuk. Notokov yiso arehu ba. Seret. There it meant that he makes a mark, a circular mark with chalk to outline where he will cut. Here he's using the chisel, and with the chisel he's actually making what used to be a sharp piece of wood with sharp edges into round edges. He makes a circle. Vayaseu ketavnis ish, and he forms this in the image of a man. Now ketavnis ish, ketavnis ish means it's a borrowed expression. It means in a beautiful image. It doesn't necessarily mean, it could also mean that make the idol looks like a human being. The idol looks like a man, but it means more than it means something beautiful, because man, relative to animals, is beautiful. We consider man to be beautiful compared to animals and insects and things like that. Therefore, this bard expression that he produces a beautiful image, Kisif eres adam, like the splendor of man. Losheves boyis, it should sit in his home. This should be a beautiful ornament that will reside in his house. This beautiful image that he crafts. Let's see the words of the Mesuzah and the Rashi. There's some of the interesting medrash. Let's just run through this first and we'll finish up. Uvemachaguga shem kli shoytsim ayigulim yisarei in siva v'chein toyar. Kesavnis demuslitzu. I was reading them. Let's go to the Mitsudos David. The Mitsudos David uve machagura yis soarehu uve machagura mesavibo tsiudim agulim liafa. So he makes on this piece of wood round images to give it beauty. He etches out images. Kisif eres adam rotzaloyma. This image is beautiful. Just like a human being is beautiful compared to an animal, so too this image is beautiful compared to other objects that he has in his home. The only reason kol atzmo lo nasa ho'el, the purpose of this idol is, the reason why he makes this idol is that it should be a fixture in his home. Now let's see Rashi, and then one minute, and we'll conclude. Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says here a few interesting things. Let's see the whole way Rashi learns of the fashioning of this oil made from wood. Chavish Eitzim, the imbol also says shall Eitz, for Chavish Eitzim who kach darka. Not a kav kidech anagarim val piya kav yisareyu bashered miyasho so bimosar. He makes a mark exactly how he will cut the wood with chalk. Yaseil bimak tsuos umachlikoy birhitni viizmal. Miktsos Targum Yonasan is mal, the planers. After he makes the mark, how he wants it to be cut, he has the guide. He then takes his tools and he begins to chisel away and to remove the sharp edges. Uvi machagur yisareu loshon v'tar hagvul, the border turns. The sar hagvul Yeshua, that expression all over Sefer Yeshua, the border of the land of each shevet, it turns in this direction. Imbol ases betzuy magulim misav oisav mechura. Period. Very similar to exactly what Rashi says. Kisif eres, and now here's a very interesting Rashi. Kisif eres adam, like the splendor of man. Vayaser kitavnis ish, like the image of man. Kisif eres adam, the splendor of man. Rashi says kimin ish, like a male. Loshevis boyis, and the purpose of this image is that it should sit in his home. It should not move. It should be an ornament for his home. The Medrash Bereishis Rabba says something different. Let me read you what it says. Mal kisiferis adam loshevis boyis elamikan motzinu shenikreis chava adam. The tiferis adam refers to a woman. The beauty of man is not the male, it's the female. It's an Isha. And yet in this pasuk, the Isha is being called an Adam. Matzinu shenikreis chava Adam. Zohi tifarta shelo Isha. Shekol kvuda. And the Medrash goes on to takes a side point, and taking the pasuk out of context is, we all know the expression, shekol kvuda bas melech panima, that the beauty, the idea of tznius, that the woman's role, well, not necessarily, but a woman is, she is her, it is her role to establish the bias. Called kvuda. Kvuda means the honor, the dignity of a woman is panima, to be inside, which is interpreted by different people in different ways. By some, it means tznius, a woman, a Jewish, or an Orthodox Jewish woman. The mid of tznius penima, privacy. Others explain this to mean that it is her role to establish a bias. Even a woman that has a career and is very busy in the world, it's still her role to establish the environment of the home for the husband and the children. And that's what the pasuk here says. The pasuk concludes, "Vayaser kitavnis ish," the image of man. And now we explain, well, Ish loosely can be translated a human being. We translate Ish as a male. Ish versus an Isha. But that's not necessarily true. Ish also can be referring to a human being. And then the pasuk describes in more detail which type of human being. There are males and females. Which one of the two are more beautiful? The females. And therefore, that is what this craftsman is trying to do with his idol. He's trying to make it into something which is beautiful, not like an animal, like a human being. And even among the human beings, it should be the most beautiful possible, like a female. Kisavnis-ish, like a human being. What type of human being? Kisif-eres Adam, the splendor of the human being, which is the female. And the simple interpretation is Loshevis Bayis, so that this idol should be a beautiful fixture in his home. You walk into the home, people will say, ah, what a beautiful home, such beautiful furniture, you have such a beautiful God. But now that's what the pasuk is coming to mock, coming to criticize. Such a beautiful God, like you walk in someone's house, wow, what a nice dining room set, what a nice couch, what a nice painting you have. In ancient times, you go into a pagan's home, wow, what a beautiful God. And the beautiful God, it looks like a human being, not like an animal. And among the human beings, it looks like a beautiful woman, not like a male. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Along comes the Medrash, and the Medrash goes a step further, takes the pasuk out of context, and says, what is the role of a Jewish woman? The role of a Jewish woman is Loshevis Bayis, is to establish the home, an environment that is filled with Yirah Shemayim and Avas HaTorah for the children, for the husband, the tiferes adam, the splendor of man, referring to the woman, her purpose is lo sheves bayis, established the home. This is Bereishis Rabbi, yes, Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Aleph Simen Beis. So it's a fascinating how the Medrash takes a pasuk, it's mamash avodah zara, the spitz avodah zara, over here talking about the people that meiser nefesh, they don't eat, they don't drink, to make the idol from wood, and they make it the most beautiful you can possibly make it. And here we take it out of context, and this is telling us the role of a Jewish woman. Fascinating. I mean, all midrashim are like that. All midrashim are like that. I told you that story with the song, right? With the song of Ish Es Chaver Yom Chazak. It's a popular song, and the Pshudashul Mikra, it came under a lot of criticism, refers to Avodah Zarah. But we did see a medrash that you take it out of context, it can mean, if you take it out of context, it means something very beautiful. So it's not necessarily such a terrible thing to take that song, because you see Midrashim constantly take things which within Pshudashul Mikra are, it's Aseres HaDibros. Lo Yiluch Elohim Acher Malponai. And yet, look what we're doing over here, we're talking about the role of the Jewish woman. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes.